With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Too much of a good thing. That's what some are saying about this year's Washington cherry crop. Northwest Cherry Growers President B.J. Thurlby says it was the kind of year you dream of.
I mean, we just had a record crop, and you have every tree probably overset with fruit on it, and we had a late start, then you have a lot of heat on that fruit, and it just puts a tremendous amount of pressure because, of, you know, cherries, unlike apples or pears, once they get that heat on them, basically the sugars stop building in them, and they have a tendency to get soft, and that's made for a real challenging year because it puts a tremendous amount of pressure on the industry to sell a lot of fruit in a really short period of time.
Thurlby says when the season began, things were looking really good.
You know, we managed it really well up through the 4th of July, but we didn't start shipping until the 10th of June. So the first 20 days went actually pretty well. We shipped 8 million boxes in that window. And then as we hit the post-4th of July, just a lot of fruit out there.
And Thurlby says the marketing side certainly did everything they could to promote this year's crop.
You know, we had a record amount of ads supported by retailers. Cherries were the number one item advertised in the United States and Canada for 4 weeks straight. Really can't ask for much more than that.
Thurlby says the long, hot summer turned out to be their biggest challenge. Listen tomorrow for more on this record cherry crop and how that's not necessarily a good thing. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.